This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. It is the largest evacuation in California history. Hundreds of thousands of people have now fled the wind-driven wildfires in the southern part of the state. More than 1,200 homes have burned. And for another day, the greatest toll is around San Diego, as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
The evacuations keep coming. From the Tony Beach community of Del Mar to the sprawling suburbs near the Mexican border, San Diego authorities say more than 500,000 people have fled their homes.
Flames coming over the mountain. Yeah, it's kind of scary. So my girlfriend came up and picked me up. We came up here.
Before dawn, Marie Watson and Barbara Sampetti came to Qualcomm Stadium, which is usually home to the San Diego Chargers. They slept beside their car in a tent in the parking lot and are now filling up garbage bags with donated essentials.
Food stuff and juices and
water.
Yeah.
A lot of trail mix and granola bars.
Hundreds of volunteers have been handing out toothbrushes, sunscreen, diapers, and face masks.
It will be 91 degrees today. It is very important. The winds will be 35 miles per hour. I'm letting you know, get the mask while I have them, please.
Volunteer Christina Wright says she's never seen so many people needing help. 4 years ago, when firestorms killed 22 people in San Diego and destroyed more than 3,600 homes, she regretted not doing more.
I promised myself I would do everything I help if we ever have a fire like this again.
Whenever you see a deck of cards like that, this is what you do. Give them that. Fan them out, and they all go in the same direction. You
local magician Trick Tony Bradley found his own way to help out.
I'm here to make everybody laugh, smile, and forget about what's going on because San Diego is such a wonderful place, and I've gotten so many blessings from being here in San Diego. I just want to share it.
While many found ways to pass the hours, the waiting was too much for others. To the north in the San Diego suburb of Rancho Bernardo, police began escorting residents into the charred neighborhood to retrieve prescription medicine only. Following the police car in was terrifying, says Janae Aleem. She says she didn't know what she would find since they left the house so suddenly.
We didn't have any time to grab anything except ourselves and our paperwork, our pictures and everything. But they're here. They're here, and that's important.
The Aleem's house was just fine, but down the street, one is still smoldering, and San Diego police officer Dave Brecht is checking out around the perimeter.
You can go to the other side. You can see the flames. They're starting to start back up in there.
Brecht says flames have reignited in the backyard, and he needs to alert fire officials that the undamaged homes next door are once again threatened.
It's on the list.
What's the list?
Of houses that are starting back up. So
you just call it in and...
Call it in, let them know, and they'll get to it when they get to it. So
resources are definitely stretched thin as more than a dozen fires continue to burn over a 300-square-mile area of Southern California. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, San Diego.